If you have your Bible, please, let's go to the Word of God. Very familiar word when it comes to very familiar verses when it comes to mission field, when it comes to Great Commission. But I'd like to encourage you, my friend, about this. The Lord has blessed me with these two verses. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, the Bible said, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Another verse is in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Again, this is a very familiar verse for us, but I would like to read it. It says, "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Let's ask the Lord in prayer and bless his words. Our Heavenly Father, we lift up to you the two verses that we just read. We need your grace and mercy in order for us to understand your message for us and to be encouraged and to continue to be focused on the purpose why you have called us. Father, I pray that you bless this church in a very special way. Continue to strengthen them, encourage them, that they will continue to serve you together with their pastor. I lift him up to you, dear Lord, including his family and his wife. Lord, protect him against unreasonable people and continue to encourage him, O God, and strengthen him. Lord, another pastor who are like me, a missionary from Ethiopia, I pray for him and his family and his wife that you protect them as well against unreasonable people. Use them with power. And we're asking your presence, O God, the Holy Spirit, to be in our midst today so we can always say it's good to be in your house. For I pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Let me begin with these words. Comfort and growth does not coexist. Comfort and growth does not coexist. They don't get along with each other. Comfort is a state of physical ease. Freedom from faint, freedom from resistance, constraint, no opposition, no struggle, you know, and many things. That's comfort. While growth is a process of increasing in size and in number. So one is stagnant, and the other one is expanding. So let us bear that in mind, because, and praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to be here. It's a good sign that the church is still alive. The number of the church in the attendance is not the basis that the church is alive. Don't misinterpret me on that. No matter how many numbers you have here in the church, as long as the church is continuing the Great Commission, doing soul winning, the church is still alive. And thank you, Pastor, for, and I'm encouraged to know that your perspective, your vision is not only focused to American missionary. I never opened this before, but there was a time, Pastor, I called a pastor in Illinois. I don't know him. Every time we call a pastor as missionary, it takes faith. It takes courage. But there was a time when I called a church in Illinois and he told me, I don't believe in nationals. I asked him, Pastor, why? He just simply said, I don't believe in the nationals. Because I have encountered so many churches, Pastor, whom they only support as members of their mission board. Now, I don't question them. I just trying to open my heart to you, Pastor, because I'm grateful you allowed me to be here. Because if we are going to just focus our mind in supporting what we own, then we are limiting our progress. We are limiting the power of God when it comes to Great Commission. And when that happens, we become stuck and stagnant. And you know, when the water is stagnant, it develops dengue. It develops foul odor. It develops bacteria. It will become contaminated. That's the very, very good illustration of comfort, especially when it comes to Great Commission, especially when it comes to soul winning. There's one reason why God has saved us. He transferred us from darkness into His marvelous light in order for Him to use us to reach the world. So that's why I ask you to bear in mind the difference of comfort and growth. Now, we can see growth in two verses we just read. But in order to see the growth, we have to step outside of our comfort zone. If you notice the first verse that we just read, Acts chapter 1 verse 8, a comfortable place for the Jewish people is in Israel. The first step to be a witness is to go to your brothers, to your neighbors, to your friends. That's not too bad, but still, it's the beginning of the outside of your comfort zone. But how about going to Samaria, to the people that you hate, to the people that you don't like? Just like the Jewish people, they considered Samarian people to the extreme. They called them like dogs, dirty. But that's where God called us to do, as a witness for Him. To step outside our comfort zone from Jerusalem to the Judea, to Samaria, and into the uttermost part of the earth. I know, it's not easy. It's not easy. So even the Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, you see the part there that I mentioned during Sunday school, the gates of hell. To walk straight forward and encountering the gates of hell, that's outside our comfort zone. So So, my friend, beloved in the Lord, let me tell you, let me encourage you. Probably some of you knows the word I'm going to say. There's only one thing that hinders us from stepping outside our comfort zone. There's only one thing. Four letters. Fear. Fear. I know some of us did experience or maybe experiencing some fear right now. Fear is natural. Fear is normal. Fear is a physiological and psychological response triggered by what we sense. So it's normal. As a human being, it's normal. But what is not normal is that when that fear drags you down, when that fear is stopped you from going beyond, that's not normal. Because God has given us power. And it says, Matthew said that even the gates of hell cannot stand when we face it, when we face those gates of hell. Those evil elements could not stand when we march forward to them. So, beloved in the Lord, that's the only one that hinders us from stepping outside our comfort zone and go beyond, above and beyond. So there's a lot of fear. But for the sake of time, you know what I'm talking about. I can give you more all kinds of fears. But my friend, we can turn that fear that dragging you down to a kind of fear that lifting you up. It's either that fear that's within you will drag you down and trample you and block all kinds of blessing of God, or that fear that hold you captives can lift you up. Way, way up. Because no one is exempted, brothers, beloved in the Lord. My brothers and sisters, no one is exempted to fear. Even Christians, even pastors. Even the Old Testament, there are so many prophets, apostles who experienced fear. But they did not allow those fears, to drag them down and become a loser. But rather, they turn this fear to God, and then that fear lift them up way above. Remember Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 19? He was feared for his life. Remember Paul? Remember Peter? They all experienced fear. And some other disciples, some other followers of the Lord experienced fear. But they all gave it to the Lord. So for the sake of time, let me continue. Here it is, my friend. If we are going to give that fear to the Lord, the result, Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. What it says in there. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Wisdom. So if we turn that fear to the Lord, the Lord will give us wisdom. So that fear that drags you down will going to lift you up, and then you will be able to step outside your comfort zone and go above and beyond where God has called you. So what do you call that? What do we call that? From fear to what? The answer is faith. From fear to faith. Here it is. When we exercise the power God has given us, we step on that fear and we exercise our faith. You know, there are so many things about faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, there are so many things. It takes faith to go outside of our comfort zone. It takes faith to win the lost. It takes faith to go to the unknown places. It takes faith to go beyond and above. It takes faith to support another missionary. It takes faith to get up early in the morning when everybody else is sleeping and designate a specific time to pray for each other and for pastors, for missionaries around the world. It takes faith to do that. It takes faith to live nowadays. It takes faith. Don't be, the pastor and I and Sister Cherie, right?
Cheryl.
I told pastor why I get confused. So, and also Sister Lisa. We have a good conversation and fellowship last night. If we are going to look to what's going on in our country and in the world today, you will get discouraged. Yes. Sometimes you don't even want to go to church when we see what's going on around the world, around our country. But my friend, no. Please, don't look on that. Because it's a prophecy. It's a prophecy. But rather, instead of looking for what's going on, look at the Bible, what's going on. The Bible prophecy is happening, so which means we ought to be happy because the Bible we are reading is true. But let us not be sidetracked. Let us continue to exercise our faith because it takes faith to win the lost. It takes faith to serve the Lord. It takes faith in many areas of life because it takes faith to please Him. So my friends, beloved in the Lord, just like what I said a while ago during the Sunday school, don't be dismayed. We are here. The other missionaries around the world is here. We are like, you know, chains hooked to each other, and when we let ourselves down or break because of fear, then we will lose all the grip we are affected. So stay focused, give that fear to the Lord. And let us bring more lost souls to Christ by faith. So I hope and I pray that we will continue to pray for each other and for the country that we want to reach for the Lord. Let's go above and beyond in the mission field. Let us pray. Thank you, O God, for the attentiveness of your people. Thank you, dear Lord, for their spirit. I pray, Father, that you continue to bless each one of them. Continue to bless this church. Continue to bless their ministry. Continue to bless their pastor, their leadership. Every members of this church, oh God, I pray that you help them to fight against that fear that drug them down and give them faith in order to win the lost
and to please God. Help me as well, O Lord, because without your grace and mercy, I cannot do anything. Prepare you the way of the Lord in Laos. Use thy servant, because without you, I cannot do anything. We're giving you all the glory and honor, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.